We're here in Indianapolis at the 2018 NFL Combine. I'm Madeline Burke alongside Giants scout Chris Pettit. Now, Chris, you guys have been looking at these players for months, even years, some of them. Mm-hmm. How has this evaluation evolved into what you see at the Combine? And are you looking for more of a validation of what you know or for your opinion to be swayed here?
It isn't a validation of what you know. You're really here. What you get out of here, the best part is the medical and sitting down with the players, going to know them as people, their intelligence. But a lot of the evaluation was done in the fall, the film. What they did on Saturdays is the biggest part of the puzzle. But here it's, you know, you really don't want to kill a guy if he runs slow or doesn't work out well. It's more the medical and the intelligence is what we're getting here at the Combine.
Yeah, because you've seen what these guys can do in a game. We've got plenty of sample size there. Now, I mean, how has the evaluation process changed over the years? You've been doing this for a while.
It's changed, but at the heart of it, it really hasn't. Because, again, it comes down to what the game tape tells you is where you should get your biggest evaluation from. But technology has played into it over the years. We're able to access film easier now. You can share information easier. You can do more games where in the past you can really get to a school, you can do three tapes and that's it and you got to go. So now you can do some tapes beforehand. You get, you know, 5-6 games done on a player. So,
I mean, you mentioned the wealth of information you have at your fingertips. Yep. You've got scouts, GMs, coaches, all these people looking at the same players, the same talent, but having different opinions. As a staff at the Giants, do you guys have a collective group of differing opinions, or is it more like-minded? And if the opinions are different, how do you work to get a collaborative assessment of a prospect?
That's a good question. Well, what you want as a staff, I think any staff, any team, you want to have, for the Giants, we want to have the basis of what we call an NYG type, a guy who's a Giant football player, and we have those beliefs. But you want your staff, when you're doing the evaluation, you do want different opinions because to see how a guy might change throughout the season. You know, the first thing I learned as a scout for the Giants was be your own man, have your own opinion. You want a staff that does have their own opinions, then creates conversation, and then that's how you develop your full evaluation on the player. But at the end of the day, like I said, the number one thing is we know what New York Giant players are. And that's what you want staff to believe in, but their opinion on the talent, it could be different.
Right, and perhaps the toughest part of your job is finding those New York Giant players and the players that the talent translates from the college level to the professional level. Are there certain intangibles that you look for that says this guy could be a success on a grander scale?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty much basic football, toughness, competitiveness, intelligence. I mean, that's the heart of a really good football player. You're going to find smart, fast, tough, you know, is the basis of a, you know, NYG type, as we call it.
Great. Chris Pettit, thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.